This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said that guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-around progress. The Prime Minister said that the country today is not on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation. He said that India looks ahead with hope, confidence and a renewed resolve to build a Viksit Bharat. The all-party parliamentary delegation wrapped up its visit to the US after meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau, among political and diplomatic leaders, to drive home India's strong resolve to combat terrorism emanating from Pakistan. The delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor was on the last leg of a multi-nation tour to brief key interlocutors about Operation Sindoor that India launched in retaliation for the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack. The delegation was one of the 7 multi-party delegations India had tasked to visit 33 global capitals to reach out to the international community to emphasize Pakistan's links to terrorism. The team, which had arrived from India in New York on May 24, had traveled to Guyana, Panama, Colombia and Brazil before arriving in Washington for the last leg of the tour. The BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has changed the political culture of the country by bringing politics of performance and giving responsible and responsive government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government, Mr. Nadda said this government has set a new normal by changing the political landscape of the country. Mr. Nadda termed the NDA government at the center as an effective government which takes bold decisions. A one-day special assembly session was convened in Dispur in Assam to rename of the Dibrugarh Airport as Bharat Ratna Bhupen Hazarika Airport in Dibrugarh today. The House unanimously supported the resolution and will send it to the central government to rename the airport. The state cabinet has already approved the decision. The day-long session of the Assam Legislative Assembly began with stormy note amidst sloganeering and protest from the opposition parties on the issues of pushback of doubtful citizens to Bangladesh without following due process of law. Ms. Visakha Yadav, IAS, the newly appointed Deputy Commissioner of Papumpare District, interacted with the administrative officers and officials of the DC office establishment today upon assuming charge. She replaces Jiken Bomjen, who superannuated in May. Visakha Yadav, a 2020 batch Agmut Kader IAS officer, is a trailblazer in public service. She has received several prestigious awards, including the Prime Minister's Award for Excellence in Public Administration 2024 and the Best Electoral Practices State Award for her outstanding contributions during the simultaneous assembly and parliamentary elections in 2024 presented by the Government of Arunachal Pradesh. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force Subhanshu Shukla is all set for his first journey to space abroad, SpaceX's Ahyom 4 mission tomorrow evening for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the United States, will begin the journey at 5:52 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.